Right on. Power to the people. Right on. When I was here, first of all, let me say it's an honor to be on this panel. It's an honor to be amongst you also. When I was held captive a little bit under 9 years in just about every concentration camp in the state of Illinois, there were a number of different legends that we heard about, living legends and past legends that helped give us inspiration to keep moving. And Rose, your name rang loud and clear through places like Menard and Stateville, which we call Deathville. So just in reference, you saying, little guy that made big moves. Right on. Right on. Yesterday marked the 37th year after the assassinations of Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton and Defense Captain Mark Clark. The day in which we define as one of the most brutal acts of terrorism to ever occur on U.S. soil. And when we speak about it, I wish that we had the luxury to speak about it in some sort of nostalgic type sense or abstract type, you know, that was way back then in the 60s and how far we've come. But have we seen in case after case from the situation in New York, Sean Bell, and the case in Atlanta with sister Katherine Johnston, who was able to shoot 3 pigs before she was taken out. A case in which we coined as saying she was once, twice, 3 times a lady. We seeing that the state is sending us a continuous message that the counterinsurgency continues. In other words, the war on our movements and our leadership and our people in general continues. So the only logical response, the only civilized response is that the resistance got to continue. Thus far, I've received a lot of information and I've been inspired just being here. It's important to get updates about resistance that's going on all over, not just throughout the country, but throughout the world. I was just listening to the updates about what's happening with 6 Nations. And it's a charge. I'm gonna paraphrase the old saying, how they say, steel shopping steel, and men shopping men, but people, men and women, shopping men and women. So I'm saying to say that it's good for forces to be able to touch down, and we have to, you know, express out the war stories and, you know, our mistakes, you know what I'm saying, setbacks, so on and so forth. Also, the resistance that's being moved forward, because the state will never tell you about the resistance that's going down. You know, I recall, I think it was 92, and a lot of cats in Chicago were saying, there were no, what they call riots, we struggled with them to refer to as rebellions. There were no rebellions in Chicago at a certain time. And we had took them back to, there was the order that came down from Daley, who is the mayor of Chicago, we refer to Gangster Daley. He had specifically told the media, do not report any of the riots. And this is done because if you're on the south side of Chicago and you about the west side of Chicago is uprising, this, you know what I'm saying, it'll charge you up. So it's important that we touch bases with each other and provide these updates. Speaking of anniversaries, I didn't even use that word, but dates that we coming around with. Again, December 4th, yesterday marked the 37th year of the chairman friend, the fiscal of Mark Clark being assassinated. December 9th will mark the 25th year of Mumia Abu-Jamal being snatched up and held captive. Also, I think it's December 13th will mark 1 year after the street legend, Brother Stanley Tookie Williams, executed by the state of California. With the POCC, we got a slogan, we say, free them all. And with these dates alone, the state is steady sending us a message. They're trying to kill us all in one way or another. Whether it be through via police terrorism, miseducation, different forms of chemical biological warfare with AIDS, crack, heroin, you name it. And we have to come to grips with that we have no other choice, no other option but to struggle, but to resist. And we have to approach it from a realistic point of view that everyone is not going to be a frontline freedom fighter, but there are no neutral positions in this war, that everyone comes to some points in unity with the struggle at different times. I know a lot of times not talk to different forces, and they told, man, the 60s was doing this and that. And I said, well, don't be very clear. Don't look at the 60s some sort of romanticism, abstract type way. Be very clear that people get involved in struggle or work one of three ways: inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. And as the comrades point out, a lot of times these desperate times are good. It's needed. It's a necessary ingredient. You know, I got the slogan we use. Also, heat turns more than meat black. Heat turns more than meat black. And that means there's a lot of cats on the street I try to rap with and talk to. Tell me, well, Chairman, I'm really not into that political stuff, you know. But I've seen them in places like Stateville, which we call Deathville, with 75-year sentences. All of a sudden, they became very interested in discussion with Chairman. Talk to me about what you were saying about the police, terrorism, so on and so forth. Kobe Bryant started quoting Dr. King when he caught that case. Michael Jackson's song initially said, they don't care about, don't make a difference if you black or white. When he caught the case, the tune changed, so they don't care about us. So I'm saying to say, a lot of times these brutal conditions are necessary, you know what I'm saying, to bring that heat on so, you know, so cats to come to conclusion. We have to be consistent with our position out there on a day-to-day basis. We clear that we cannot afford the luxury just to pop up around election time or Black History Month, you know what I'm saying, just start saying politically correct things. We had to tie this in with our everyday discussions, you know what I'm saying? Again, what Chairman Fred said, everything is political. And we're not talking about no plantation politics, no Democrat and Republicans. We're talking about words, terms, fashion, everything is political. You know what I'm saying? And we have to tie this into, I'm not saying that we have to be some sort of engaging dogma, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, like bombarding people, but just tie it in. We have a thing we call a code of culture. We hold artists and, you know, artists accountable. We say it's too many of us in Sing Sing for cats just be talking about some bling bling. So, you know what I'm saying? So we win them some point of unity and we get them place to land. We say they ain't got to be no Reverend Nat Turner's, but they got to come to church. They ain't got to be no Harriet Tubman's, but they got to do some singing. Everybody got to play some point of unity with the struggle. We seen this in the 60s where the movement forced cats like James Brown to say, I'm black and I'm proud. This comedian named Nipsey Russell used to make a joke about, I ain't up for giving no money to nobody for no guns, but he would drop an envelope under the door to the Black Panther Party office for the free breakfast program donation. So we had to have a place to land for everybody has some point of unity with the struggle. There's a difference between the revolution and the war. War, you get your two occupying armies and you get out to get down. Revolution, we've seen in Vietnam, we've seen the Black Power movement in the 60s. You gain a mass and participation of the masses of people, everybody, some point of unity. In Vietnam, they even had the bees playing a role. They had trained the bees to come out of the bamboo sticks at a certain time, where the American soldiers didn't know if it was the bees or the Viet Cong getting down with them. So again, there are no neutral positions in this struggle. Power to the people.